Peradventure, a heap of you, Iwis, will hold in him a lewd man in this, that he will put his wife in jeopardy. Hearken the tale, ere you upon her cry. She may have better fortune than you seemeth, and when that you have heard the tale, deemeth. This squire, which that hight Aurelius, on Dorigen that was so amorous, of aventure happened her to meet amid the town, right in the quickest street, as she was bound to go the way forthright toward the garden there, as she had hight. And he was to the garden ward also, for well he spied when she would go out of her house to any manor place. But thus they met, of aventure or grace, and he saluteth her with glad intent, and asked of her whitherward she went. And she answered, half as she were mad, "Unto the garden, as my husband bade, my truth for to hold, alas, alas!" Aurelius gan wonder on this case, and in his heart had great compassion of her and of her lamentation, and of Arviragus, the worthy knight that bade her hold on all that she had hight, so loath him was his wife should break her truth. And in his heart he caught of this great ruth, considering the best on every side, that from his lust yet were him liever abide than do so high a churlish wretchedness against franchise and all gentleness, for which, in few words, said he thus, "Madam, say to your lord Arviragus, that since I see his great gentleness to you, and eke I see well your distress, that him were liever have shame, and that were ruth, than you to me should break thus your truth. I have well liever ever to suffer woe than I depart the love betwixt you two. I you release, madam, into your hand. Quit every cerement and every bond that you have made to me as here before, since thilka time in which that you were born. My truth I plight, I shall you ne'er reprove of no behest. And here I take my leave, as of the truest and the best wife that ever yet I knew in all my life. But every wife beware of her behest. On Dorigen remember at the least. Thus can a squire do a gentle deed, as well as can a knight, withouten dread." She thanketh him upon her knees all bare, and home unto her husband is she fair, and told him all, as you have heard me said. And be you sure, he was so well apaid that it were impossible me to write. What should I longer of this case indite? Arviragus and Dorigen his wife, in sovereign bliss leading forth their life. Never eftener was there anger them between. He cherished her as though she were a queen, and she to him was true for evermore. Of these two folk you get of me no more. Aurelius, that his cost has all forlorn, curses the time that ever he was born. "Alas," quod he, "alas that I be height of purid gold 1,000 pound of weight unto this philosopher. How shall I do? I see no more, but that I am fordue. My heritage must I needs sell and be a beggar. Here I may not dwell and shame on all my kindred in this place, but I of him may get a better grace. But natheless, I will of him assay at certain days, year by year, to pay and thank him of his great courtesy. My truth will I keep, I will not lie.